Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to CBS News Roundup ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Scrambling for baby formula.
It's crazy. Gone off the shelves.
Elon Musk's Twitter deal.
It's on a temporary hold.
Fighting the flames near Los Angeles.
We expect the weather to get hotter and drier over the next 2 days.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. The Biden administration is making moves designed to ease the shortage of infant formula. It's out of stock in more and more places. And CBS's Adriana Diaz says desperate families are doing all they can to find it.
New mom Jaylene Oriana is so desperate for baby formula, she's willing to drive 14 hours to pick up formula she had her aunt buy in Mexico.
I'd rather be safe then sorry, not knowing when she's going to eat.
Pediatricians like Dr. Joshua Wexler are warning parents not to water down formula or try homemade recipes.
You can't ensure the micronutrient calorie density is all correct.
Those who find formula face a tough choice, like Michigan mom Destiny Featherstone, whose youngest is 4 months old.
There was like just enough for her month's supply, and I wanted to get it all, but I was like, I don't want to take from the other babies.
Virginia mom Erica Lopez says she never knows if she'll find formula on the shelves.
When my daughter doesn't drink the whole bottle, I'm like, oh my God, she just wasted like 2-3 ounces. I'm like, that was like a scoop that we could have saved.
I'm Stephen Portnoy in Washington. The White House says the president has spoken with the CEOs of retailers and formula makers. Press Secretary Jen Psaki says in addition to considering the use of the Defense Production Act, the administration will work to ramp up imports of formula from other countries and also target price gouging.
This is work that's been underway for months.
But Psaki was unable to say how soon stocks of formula could be back to normal. And she defended the FDA's actions, which led to the shutdown of a key formula plant in Michigan.
There were babies who died from taking this formula, so they were doing their jobs.
Early this morning, Elon Musk pumped the brakes on his plan to buy Twitter. CBS's Stacey Lynn.
He put the pause button on the deal pending details on spam and fake accounts that Twitter says made up fewer than 5% of monetizable daily active users in the first quarter. He's skeptical of that number and thinks there are more inauthentic accounts than that on the platform. He wants the numbers looked over, and in the meantime, the deal is on hold.
Now to Southern California, KCBS-TV's Tom Waite has the latest on the struggle to control a wildfire that's destroyed at least 20 homes south of Los Angeles.
Residents of the affluent neighborhood are returning to absolute destruction.
I heard it was bad, but this is so devastating.
Firefighters already battling hot spots with hotter and drier conditions will likely have to contend with high winds going into the weekend.
That'll still continue to challenge all of our firefighters in our efforts toward containing this fire.
Leaving those like Darian to pick up the pieces.
I was here yesterday while it was happening. I had to rush out, and now the house is totally gone.
I'm Tom Waite in Laguna Niguel, California.
Dangerous wind rolled through parts of the nation's midsection.
Oh my God!
Hitting hard in Minnesota, the Dakotas, and Iowa, where KGAN reporter Nick Stewart described it from his car.
This is unbelievable. The visibility is near zero. You can see the wind is incredibly strong.
At least one death in South Dakota is blamed on the violent weather. In northern Ukraine, there are new allegations of possible war crimes after Russian forces attacked two schools, killing at least three people. In Washington, Democratic and Republican leaders in the Senate were all set to pass a $40 billion aid bill for Ukraine. But Kentucky Republican Rand Paul single-handedly delayed passage until at least next week.
We cannot save Ukraine by dooming the U.S. economy. This bill under consideration would spend $40 billion. This is the second spending bill for Ukraine in 2 months. And this bill is three times larger than the first.
Democratic leader Chuck Schumer called Paul's move reckless.
When it comes to picking the perfect treats for your dog, Stewart makes the choice easy by keeping it real. Real ingredients, real nutrients, real benefits. Stewart dog treats are free from additives, corn, soy, wheat, and grains. Plus, they're freeze-dried to lock in all the great nutrition and natural flavor your furry friend deserves. Stewart freeze-dried dog treats. Big, tail-wagging nutritional benefits. Available on Amazon.com today.
House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy and four other GOP lawmakers have been subpoenaed by the special panel looking into the Capitol attack. CBS's Scott McFarland.
The House Select January 6 committee is seeking interviews with their own colleagues. Republican leader Kevin McCarthy spoke with Donald Trump on January 6th. Pennsylvania's Scott Perry and Ohio's Jim Jordan exchanged text messages with Mark Meadows ahead of the 6th. And Alabama's Mo Brooks gave a fiery speech at the White House Ellipse on the morning of the 6th.
And the New York Times reports federal prosecutors have begun a grand jury investigation into whether classified White House material that ended up at former President Trump's Florida home was mishandled. At least 11 people died, more than 30 others rescued when a suspected migrant boat capsized near Puerto Rico's western coast. The U.S. Coast Guard says it's believed those on board were Haitians and Dominicans. At least 8 needed hospital treatment. Louisiana lawmakers have revamped a tough anti-abortion bill, removing language that would have subjected women to murder charges if they went ahead with procedures to end their pregnancies. Republican lawmaker Alan Seaball worked to modify the bill.
If passage would prevent one abortion, I would not be standing here right now. But this bill will not prevent a single abortion from occurring. Not one.
Louisiana's governor, anti-abortion Democrat John Bel Edwards, had promised to veto the bill, calling prosecuting women absurd. In a rural stretch between Dallas and Houston, a prisoner serving a life sentence for murder escaped from a transport bus. Authorities say the convict overpowered the driver to make his getaway, leaving behind 15 other prisoners. A day after admitting COVID-19 cases, North Korea now says there have been 6 deaths from the virus, and 350,000 people have been treated for symptoms, including a high fever. It's not clear what North Korea has in the way of tests or vaccines. Well, it was one of the most unexpected moments in horse racing.
Rich Strike is coming up on the inside. Oh, my goodness. The longest shot has won the Kentucky Derby.
Now a new stunner. Rich Strike will not be entered in next weekend's Preakness Stakes, meaning there will be no Triple Crown winner this year for the fourth straight year. The horse's trainer says the original plan was to rest Rich Strike for 5 weeks after the Derby, and they're going to stick with that.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Some new thinking about the traditional burger.
Home of the tastiest burgers on the planet.
Fridays has issued a Flip It challenge, explaining on Instagram if you turn the burger upside down before you bite in, it'll taste a lot better. The thicker top bun soaks up the burger juice and flavors from the meat and toppings, prolonging the mmm factor. It also means your tongue meets the pickles, onions, ketchup first, and the burger second. Some connoisseurs say they've insisted all along serving the thicker part of the bun on top is purely for aesthetics. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
The FAA has revoked the pilot's licenses of two men who swapped small planes 14,000 feet above the Arizona desert last month, calling it reckless and egregious. One pilot made it to the controls, the other didn't, opened a parachute, and the plane crashed. The Roundup is produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
The Hargan women seem to have it all.
From the outside looking in, we were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But as detectives would soon learn, there was a lot going on inside the Hargan household.
Ashley and I have been calling my mom and the house and Helen. Okay. No one's answering.
63-year-old Pamela Hargan gunned down in her own home. Her youngest daughter, Helen, lay dead upstairs.
Patrol, when they arrived, assumed or thought that there might have been a murder-suicide.
But for the detectives on the scene,
there were things about the scene itself that were concerning to us on day one.
Who would want to kill their mother and their little sister?
There is no boogeyman here. It is exactly who we think it is.
I'm Peter Van Sant from 48 Hours. This is Blood is Thicker, the Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, the Hargan Family Killings early and ad-free starting May 1st with a 48 Hours Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts.
Catch every episode of 60 Minutes, America's most watched news magazine show, as a podcast. Hear in-depth investigations across politics, news, and entertainment on your schedule. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.